The 6-minute video was released and shared widely by government entities in Wasatch County Wednesday afternoon. The video features representation from the largest local government entities in the county, including Wasatch County Council Chair Danny Good. He invited community members to stay informed on COVID-19's impacts on Wasatch County.
We understand that there is uncertainty about the future, but the best thing that we can do is take a deep breath, be reasonable, act rationally, and continue our regular activity. Take time and try to find the truth, educate ourselves about COVID-19, and help educate others. Trusted sites like the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the Wasatch County Health Department, which can be found at coronavirus.wasatch.utah.gov, are excellent places to start.
Wasatch County School District Superintendent Paul Sweat reported that online schooling has begun in earnest through the district at all grade levels.
Teachers have worked hard to make sure that they deliver excellent educational activities that align with our learning targets. I'd also like to make sure everyone is aware of our lunch program. We are currently serving lunch every day from 11:30 to 12:30 with a grab-and-go routine. So you will not come and eat in the cafeteria. You will simply drive to the curb, grab the appropriate number of lunches that you need for your family, and take those back home to eat. Lunch is currently being served at both middle schools, Rocky Mountain and Timpanogos, and at J.R. Smith, Daniels Canyon, and Midway Elementaries. We are also sending lunches on a bus out to Wallsburg and up to Todd Hollow for students in those areas. You do not need to go to the school that you attend. You can grab a lunch at any one of those locations.
Sweat also told students and parents their questions should first go to their teachers. Students and parents can also contact their principals and reach out to the district via email to questions@wasatch.edu. Midway Mayor Celeste Johnson said the state and county are taking steps to reduce the risks of COVID-19 to the general public.
These actions will affect businesses, restaurants, bars, theaters, clubs, recreational facilities, dance groups, performance groups, churches, etc. If you have any questions about any business operation, please feel free to send those to info@goheber valley.com. All health-related questions will be forwarded to the Wasatch County Health Department. Again, that website is coronavirus.wasatch.utah.gov. Answers to your questions will be posted there. Follow Governor Herbert's state public health order. Observe social distancing. This includes groups of no more than 10 individuals, and individuals should stay 6 feet apart. Stay home if you don't feel well. Practice good hygiene. Remember, what we do affects others.
Heber City Mayor Colleen Potter reminded community members that many residents do not have resources or space to buy in bulk.
Be mindful of those around you when you're shopping. Get what you need for your immediate circumstances and be sensitive and considerate to your fellow community members. Remember those who are vulnerable in our community. If you or anyone you know needs some resources urgently, look on the county website or contact your elected officials to direct you to those resources. By keeping a positive attitude and working together, we can make this experience less stressful for all of us.
Wasatch County Health Department Director Randall Probst ends the message on a positive note.
We are confident that as we follow these recommendations and as we all work together, we will find joy in this unprecedented journey and we will emerge a better people and a closer community.
The video can be found through a link on kpcw.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.